Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for March corn up a penny and a quarter at 641 and three quarters. March wheat up a penny and a quarter at 740 and a quarter. And January beans up 13 and a quarter cents at 1451. Big news this morning is we had two sales of beans, 264 beans to China and 240 beans to unknown. That's most likely China. So between yesterday and today, China's bought about 600,000 metric tons of beans. I think the buying in the bean market was reflected in the overnight prices. There's also talk about the dryness in Argentina. It's going to be hot there through Tuesday, or through Wednesday, tomorrow. And then it looks like they get some showers and the temperatures break. But, you know, they're a little hyped up about it, though. The estimates I'm starting to see about Brazilian and Argentina soybean crops combined are just huge. So I don't think it's a real major concern at the moment, but we have to keep an eye on that. The meal market's been leading the beans up. Traders have been coming out of long oil, short meal spreads. You know, they've decimated the oil here. We're down close to 12 cents in a week. That's a huge move. In the same period, the meal has gone from basically 403 up to 437. So it's about a $33, $34 move. That might be enough in here for the time being. As I mentioned yesterday, we had the oil on the lows. We had December oats making new contract lows. We had March wheat making new lows for the year. A lot of times we'll see new lows made on the first Monday of the month. So hopefully we can see a little bit of a comeback here today. The dollar is just down 12 ticks. Nothing really there. Crude oil is down 40 cents a barrel. That's a buck and a quarter off its lows. We were down to 75.25. Again, if we do ever close under $75, that's going to be a blow to the crude oil market. The outside metals are just a little bit higher here this morning. The Dow looks to be about 30 lower. But we really don't see a whole lot of other fundamental news out here. We know it's still pretty dry in western Kansas. The rest of the country doesn't look too bad. We're starting to get some rains this week in the Midwest. So, you know, we'd like to see Kansas get more rains, but we are down sharply. December Kansas City wheat is down 10 cents, 10 and 3 quarter cents overnight. Let's see. March was only down 3 cents, but, you know, obviously the market doesn't seem too concerned about the dryness in Kansas City wheat for the time being, but that may change. So overall, you know, can we get a dead can bounce? It's certainly possible. Turnaround Tuesday kind of action across the board wouldn't surprise me. Maybe at some point we make a new low during the day, but then close higher in the corn and wheat. But, you know, overall, you know, we're just kind of chopping around until we get to the report on Friday, which I think is going to be on the bearish side. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.